How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Let's get ready to
gay! Because gay sounds like rumble.
It does.
Play the theme song. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Poor Little Thing, the podcast, also known as...
PLT.
The podcast where we share and discuss stories involving life's poor little things. Like that time you attended your niece's fourth birthday. And then just hid in a room for the entire time. Hi, my name's Amy Goodmurphy, and beside me, as always, is the world's first real person to enter Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory on Disney's studio lot. It's Ryan Steele!
Thank you.
Okay, so you won a prize or something?
Well, I got a chocolate bar, as I do every morning after my run.
Yeah.
And I opened it up, and I got the golden ticket.
Yeah.
So it was weird, because it's the future now, so a helicopter immediately came, and sent a drone down, and it fucking plucked me right off the seawall. And then, yeah, I was the first person on the lot, and everyone was like, Ryan, Ryan. I was like, get out of here. Don't look at me. And I got to tour the whole thing, and then I ate so much chocolate, and I won $40,000.
And you ate a bunch of chocolate, and you won $40,000.
Yeah, they had Plinko inside, straight from Price is Right, and I got to play Willy Wonka's Plinko. And then Timothy Chalamet came out, he was like Bob Barker or like Drew Carey, and he was like, "Come here, we're going to play Plinko." And then we played, and I won $40,000.
Holy cow! Yes. So it's truly worth it.
Yeah.
So what is your fascination with that particular chocolate bar that you wanted to go? Like, do you love the movie?
Yeah,
you do love the movie.
I love the movie. I love the original more than the new one's cool, but the original that's when I was growing up. It was kind of spooky, actually, a little scary.
So when you went into the room that was made, that was edible and everything, you could just eat anything. What was in there?
I mean, there's a lot of sugar. Like, you could eat anything. And I tried, and then two teeth fell out because I was, you know, chomping too much, and then I got diarrhea right there.
Oh,
and
no.
And luckily, no one was there, and I diarrheaed all over. And then Timothy Chalamet was like, "Whoa, dude, what's up?" And I was like, "Get the fuck out of here, you little twink."
Oh, you called him a twink.
Yeah, I called him a twink. He's like, "Who the fuck you calling a twink, you sad single piece of shit?" And I said, "What do you say?"
How did he know you were single?
Because every room I went in, they introduced me as, "Here's single 46-year-old Ryan Steele."
Right.
He's the winner of the chocolate bar.
That's so embarrassing. And it's sad.
Yeah.
When you had diarrhea.
Yeah, well, here's the secret about that, too. I could have kept it in.
What?
The diarrhea.
Yeah.
But I purposely shit everywhere because they were being so mean to me.
So it was an emergency. It wasn't emergency.
It was an emergency. I made it sound like it was and look like it was, but that was forced out.
I'm assuming that everybody else was a child that had won the other ticket.
Yeah, I was the first one in there. I was the only one in there at this time. But
oh,
I,
it was just you?
It was just me, yeah.
And then Timothy came out, said that to you, yeah. And then you looked at him in the eyes and diarrheaed all mm-hmm. over the lawn?
I stared at him the whole time.
Really?
Yeah, and I said, clean this up, bitch. And he's like, no, you first called me a twink, now a bitch. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not playing around.
I gotta tell you, I don't know why you're single. I don't. I just don't. It is insane to me.
Yeah.
And I love that you went to Willy Wonka's factory mm-hmm. and that you just lived your life there.
That's what I do.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much.
Well, what else is going on?
No, we have to talk about your birthday party.
What?
This is not the first... Nor the second time, maybe not even the third, that I've heard about Amy Jean Louise Goodmurphy hiding at a young child's birthday party. What's up, babe?
Listen.
You hate the kids that much?
I love children. I don't like a lot of children.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
I don't want to get sick. Mm. I don't want to talk to... I like a couple parents, you know, maybe some small talk. But mm-hmm. then what?
Then what?
What are we going to talk about after that?
Did they ever ask if you have kids?
No, they know I don't have kids. I'm a lesbian. Lesbians can't have kids. Kids need a mom and a dad. Yeah. How will they live their lives without?
How are you introduced when you walk into a room at the birthday party? Like, I'm single, middle-aged Ryan Steele at Willy Wonka's.
Oh, Jenny's partner.
Oh, Jenny's partner.
Yeah, just Jenny's partner. This is Jenny's partner.
Jenny's partner.
Yes, and sometimes, you know, they live in a small town. My niece lives in a small town, mm-hmm. Lil Lewitt.
Lil Lewitt.
And sometimes they're like, oh, I don't, business... You guys have business together? And I'm like, oh, God. And then I go
a
inside.
Business together?
No, like a business partner.
Okay.
But no, they don't. They're pretty good. I think probably Jenny's sister tells them all, my sister's gay and her partner's a woman. So
They're dykes. And what does everyone yell at you?
Dyke!
Okay.
But I'm used to that.
I had to make her say that because I tell her when we're off air, as
off
they
air.
Say.
We're not live.
When we're not live. I love any joke that ends with everyone yelling at Amy, Dyke!
Well, remember when people called my first girlfriend and I Dyke in the Walmart parking lot? And we didn't even kiss or anything. We were just like, he could just tell, I guess, that we were like, that we liked each other, we loved each other.
And how do you say it again?
Dykes!
Really?
Yeah. I was like, no one had ever called me that before, remember? And I was like, what? And then I didn't know how to feel because luckily my first girlfriend, who's still one of my best friends, lesbian alert.
Yes.
I'm not unique.
Mm-hmm.
I know that.
No.
But again, I do have nerve, talent, and all the rest.
Charisma Riz.
And Rick, Charisma Riz.
Mm.
Charisma Riz.
Well, that's where it's from, I think, right? Riz is from charisma.
I hate myself. I forgot where Riz was. I forgot where Riz came from. I hate myself.
Just a couple of girls in their 40s, almost trying to do a podcast.
We're trying to do a podcast, and I'm not 40.
She's on her way, though.
No, I'm not. You know what this reminds me of? Last night, we were watching True Detective.
Ooh.
Me, Jenny, and my stepmom.
Yeah.
She's not my real mom.
She's not. She's never going to be.
And so we were watching, and I asked a couple questions. I was like, wait a minute. How is that her tongue? Her tongue's in her mouth. And they were like, some stupid question. And they were like, yeah. Okay. Never mind. This is stupid. But basically, I asked a really stupid question. It was very obvious. And they laughed and laughed for a long time.
Well, they teamed up on you?
And they teamed up on me.
You needed me there.
Well, what would you have done?
I would tell them they both to shut the fuck up.
Well, let's do it right now.
Okay.
Hey, guys. I just had a quick question. How come her tongue is there if really she's dead? You fucking idiot, Dyke. You don't even know what's going on in the show. I broke up your family for a reason.
Hey, stepmom.
Yeah?
What the fuck you just say?
I said that I broke up her family, even though I didn't, but I'm, for purpose of this, I'm making her sound bad.
Yeah.
So I did.
You get off on that?
Yeah. I'm very turned on.
How old are you?
Somewhere in my 70.
Yeah.
I'm 70.
You can look in the mirror right now and tell me you're proud of yourself.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Being me to a beautiful young woman in her 30s.
Whoa. When you put it that way.
How dare you?
She's young and vibrant.
She's yet but a flower about to bloom in society and television and film. And you're trying to strip that away from her, you sad piece of poo. And now onto the girlfriend. What did you just start to say?
I said that she was a dumb dyke.
A dumb dyke? That's way out of your fucking league, little girl.
Hey.
Way out of your league.
How? How so? Tell me about how pretty she is.
She's the most beautiful girl I've ever done set my eyes on.
Yeah.
And it's really hard for me to... be with her as much as I am and not want to make a move.
What?
But I know for our friendship and for our comedy relationship and for our podcast, it's best if I keep my mitts off her. But when I see those fatty natties walk through my door twice a week, it takes every ounce of strength inside of me not to rip her shirt off and motorboat her fatty natty so hard that I get an immediate boner. So how dare you take even a fraction of her dignity out of her right now while I look at you in the same room.
And scene. Oh my, oh.
I smell an Oscar.
Well, if I agree, yep. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Thank you.
That was unbelievable.
Thank you so much. Oh, look at Dee's crying.
Oh God, Dee.
Dee, while we have you,
sit down.
She was up again.
I know. I don't like it when she gets up. Guess what?
What's that?
Do you know what no one can ever call you?
What's that?
Dirty ass. Because you have a bidet.
I do. I'm coming up on my 1 year anniversary of having a bidet.
I can't believe it.
Still the best purchase I think I've ever bought in my life. I love it. I love the feeling as the water whooshes up my anus. Almost, I almost like it too much. I think we've talked about that before.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it again.
But I love when I just do a little pat after and I look at the tissue paper and there's nothing there.
Do you know what it feels like to have a ghost wipe?
Yeah.
A ghost wipe. Mm-hmm. It's when you wipe and there ain't nothing.
And imagine doing that 15 times a day.
Also, my friends just got a bidet and I'm like, can't wait to hear about it.
Can't wait to use it.
I can't wait to sit on that bidet. Mm-hmm. And guess what? They have the warm one.
Oh, because they're rich.
They're rich. Exactly. Mm. Brian and I have the cold one because we're not rich.
But it wakes me up too when I'm like, you know, I haven't even had a sip of coffee yet and I got to go right away. That happens sometimes. I don't know how.
Yeah.
But I sit down and I'm like, I almost want to fall back asleep on my toilet, but I'm scared, you know, because maybe I won't wake up. And then whoosh, my bidet. Like Ariel, like Little Mermaid.
Ariel.
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 However you want to say it. Potato, potato, baby.
No.
But yeah, if you don't have a bidet. Remember, we tried to be an influencer for them and they...
Tushy didn't want to be, didn't want to team up with us.
They didn't get back to
us. Like, how dare you? We are absolutely the perfect people to... Like, we're already doing it.
All we do is talk about shit all the time.
Well, guess what? I don't want a tushy anymore.
Yeah.
I want a different one.
We should make a video of us throwing our tushies out the window.
Yeah, and getting an upgrading. Please join our Patreon. Please join our Patreon so we can get a more higher powered bidet.
Bidet, please.
Please join our Patreon so we can get a big high powered bidet.
Come on.
Please.
I have to tell you something.
What?
I performed in drag on the weekend.
I know. Tell me about it.
So my neighbor, Mark, he likes to run an amateur drag night. And it's just how it sounds. A bunch of guys who don't do drag professionally doing drag. And he asked me to do it. And I put very little effort into it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just showed up as my Shandy character, which I haven't done live for a very long time.
She's a 14-year-old girl.
Oh, she's 12. I forgot.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, she's 12.
I thought she was 14. But when I read her original script, because I sang a song that she sang about 5 or 6 years ago, Puberty and Feeling Fine.
Yeah.
She's a 12-year-old girl who hasn't got her period yet. And right. That's the biggest dilemma.
Dee, can we hear a little bit of Puberty and Feeling Fine, please?
Puberty and Feeling Fine. I love my body because it's mine.
I love puberty and feeling fine. I love my body because it's mine.
One of my friends, Jamie, was in the show. I hadn't seen him in years. Guess what his drag name was?
What?
Jamie Lee Squirtus.
Jamie Lee Squirtus.
I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. I told him, I'm like, that is the best drag name I've heard in a very long time.
Yeah.
And everything he does is Jamie Lee Curtis inspired.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. All the things.
All the things.
I hope that he does housewife things where she was selling. Who was she selling? Oh, Dorit, wind chimes or something?
What did Dorit, that was, what did she keep saying it was?
It was chic or something.
Yes.
It was like so chic. It's so chic, Jamie Lee.
Oh my God.
Jamie Lee Squirtus.
Jamie Lee Squirtus.
I really want to also talk about Shandy because that's the best drag name I ever heard. does Shandy have a last name? I forget.
It starts with B. I don't think we ever established it. She's Shandy B.
Right. Yeah. How could I forget that? Anyways, Shandy Bjornsson. No, we did. I think we did come up with it, but I forgot.
And her full name is Chandrice.
Chandrice. Now, I think you should put the music video for Puberty and Feeling Fine on Patreon.
I would love to do that, yeah.
Because it truly is, truly an iconic video. You hired two young girls to sit on a bed with you and pretend that they were your best friends. And then you sang about not getting your period, but you're feeling fine.
I'm feeling fine. All my friends were getting it. And you know what? This is just my journey.
Yeah.
It's my process. And that's fine.
And Chandrice, that video is beautiful with you and your friends.
I think the best part was we crashed a Harbor Dance School class. And literally, like all these, I want to say 20 plus girls in this class, all around 20 years old, who have paid to be in this class.
Yeah.
And this fucking, at the time, 40-year-old man just shows up in very bad drag. Like, I don't shave or anything, right? Just lashes and the wig.
Yeah.
And I show up and I just join their class and I don't know any of the moves.
Yeah.
It's in the video and it's my favorite part.
It may also be my favorite part because of the way that your wig sort of, you like have a double, Shandy has a double wig.
Yes, it was made by Michael Venus. Two wigs in one.
Okay, two wigs in one. And the double hairstyle is unreal. And you have a jean skirt and a gold tank top.
Yeah, skort.
That's right. It's a jean skort. Mm-hmm. And when you're dancing, trying to keep up to the moves and your double wig is moving a little bit, I really like it a lot. And you're with your friends.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Speaking of Michael Venus, if you're a Vancouver local for a while, you probably know this name. If not, if you're younger, you won't know him. He moved away a while ago. But he has a show this Sunday at the Rio. It's an anniversary of Wiggle, which is a wig fashion show. He's been, I think, 30 years. It's the anniversary. But anyway, it's this Sunday at the Rio, 3 o'clock. I'm going to be there.
We walked in it once.
We did. Yeah, I've been in it a few times.
Why was I walking in? He asked me to walk in it too. Or maybe you got me on.
Maybe, yeah.
Michael Venus is one of the funniest people on the planet. Mm-hmm. He should be a big, famous comedian man.
He really should.
He's so funny.
We got to film a TV show with him years ago, and I don't think we've ever laughed harder in our life.
I literally didn't know what to do. Yeah. My jaw was just always on the ground. He's not right.
And not to take anything away from you.
Hey.
But he called me Brian. Back in the fucking day.
No.
He used to work at a bar I worked at. He was a promoter and I was a bartender. He'd always come to me, Brian, vodka soda now, Brian. Bri, where's my vodka soda, Bri? Well, I want my vodka soda, Bri.
Sometimes he'll just text us, CL is watching, which is Christ Lord.
Yeah.
He'll just say, CL is watching.
Just reminding us.
Yeah, and if something happens, CL. Mm-hmm. That's who it was.
You don't want to fuck with CL.
And he calls himself CL. Like, he'll send us text messages and then say that CL loves you and it's him.
Yeah.
It's too good.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I love him so much. Go to his show. He's the best.
Go to the show. I'll be there.
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
I was working, so I saw bits and pieces of it, yeah.
It was behind your head where you were slanging drinks.
We were overstaffed, so I had my finger up my butt. Everyone was just drinking Coors Light. You know what? Here's the thing. I complained. I said, everyone just order beer because it's easy. And then when everyone does it, I'm bored.
Well,
all we did was pour beer all day.
You want to make mojitos. You want to make margaritas.
No, not really.
You want to make
pina coladas.
Pina.
Spicy margaritas.
Spicy margs. Ooh, more Tabasco. Oh, it's not
shut
spicy.
Shut up.
This is too spicy. Take it back.
That's what happens.
I want to order another one.
Yeah.
And not pay for this one.
No, you're going to pay for both.
And you were looking at all your chits.
All my chits. Good job.
We never talked about that, but I did pick it up. Every time you said it, I thought, what?
What is this?
But I think it's the receipt tickets to tell you what to do.
The server rings in an order and then comes up and then I read it and it says 2 pints of Coors Light game day because it was a game day. So it's on
fun
special.
Yeah.
And then maybe a mojito.
Okay. Well, I got to tell you something.
Go on.
Do you know that nosebleed tickets?
Oh, I don't like the sound of this.
Were upwards of $10,000 a ticket.
Wow.
I saw an Instagram video. I saw an Instagram DVD. I saw an Instagram DVD that showed someone walked around and said, how much did you pay for your ticket? And this one person was like, $10,000, best money I ever spent. $15,000, best money I ever spent. Some guy was like, oh, mine was free. Actually, my friend took me. Another guy was like, my dad bought it for my birthday. It was like $10,000 or $15,000. Dad.
What? Wow.
I don't know about that.
If I had $15,000, the last thing I'd be doing was buy a ticket to a fucking Super Bowl game, which other than going to overtime and got a little excited there, was a very boring game. It was very low scoring and yeah, they tied it up at the end. But what I did see, the bar was not going crazy. Let me tell you that. A bunch of field goals, just a very boring game. But who's got this money?
I like the game.
Really?
I'm going to stop you right there. Oh. It was toe-to-toe all the way, and then they won in the last few seconds. What are you talking?
Oh, the bar was silent. Nothing was going on.
All right.
Any touchdowns.
Well, I'm a big dyke. You know, I get crazy for sports. I can make anything exciting.
There you go.
All right, go on.
Who's got this money? Oil tycoons, the rich American people that won't fucking spread their wealth so everyone else can have a normal life.
Yeah.
Spending all their money in fucking games like this.
Exactly.
Shame on you.
Shame on you.
Capitalism at its finest.
What a stupid thing. And you know what I thought? It's okay. So interesting you should say it was a boring game. Now, I enjoyed the game. I thought it was like, whoa, who's going to do this? Also, I was having a bet with my sister-in-law's partner. We were, you know,
up the ante a bit.
And when I say bet, it was verbal. I'm not giving any money away. But I did convince him. He's like, should I bet $100 with my buddy? It was like almost before the game was over. And I was like, yeah, do it. Like I was encouraging him. And my sister-in-law was like, don't. do it. And I was like, shut up. Yeah. Let the boys do the sports stuff.
That's right.
And I was like, do it, man. Anyways, he lost. Oh. So I felt kind of bad.
$100?
He lost $100, but I didn't even say anything. I didn't even say sorry because he did it. Yeah. I just kind of sat silently because I didn't want to deal with it.
And you know what $100 isn't?
What?
$15,000.
Well, no shit. And here's the deal. I'd buy a broken down car for $15,000.
$15,000?
I'd buy a Honda Tercel.
Really?
Yeah. What would you buy for $15,000?
Oh, I would buy a new phone because... You ever at this point with your phone, your iPhones?
Hey, let me level with you.
Where suddenly after 2 years of having it, the battery just goes, like it's at 99 and the next time it's at 43. I don't understand. Now I have to charge it 3 times a day. What the fuck is happening?
It's because they want us to buy new fucking phones.
And I want a new phone. I saw you have a new phone. It's big. It's beautiful. Whoa. I want that. But you know what? I only have a 13. It's not that old. I shouldn't need a new phone yet.
No, you don't need a new phone yet.
The fuck, Apple? We're coming for you every week, Apple. We're coming for you every fucking week.
You dicks.
You dumb dykes.
Honestly, you are. You probably do have some fucking dumb dykes working for you.
Yeah, bitch.
Hey, don't say that word.
Sorry about that.
We're allowed to say that because we're gay.
That's right.
Because I'm a dyke and Ryan's a dyke.
I'm a dyke.
Ryan's a dyke and he's allowed to say that and so am I.
What song did I play for you today?
Beyonce.
She had not heard it yet. Here's the thing about the Super Bowl, too. Someone dropped a couple singles before the game was even over. Yeah, Taylor Swift, you come onto the Grammys and you say, hey, I got a new album coming out. Nice timing. I see what you're doing.
Oh, wow.
But Beyonce, she's like, checkmate.
That's right.
She has to one up you. And she released a couple songs. Played one for you today. It's country. D.
This ain't Texas. Oh. Ain't no hold'em. Lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus and throw your keys up. Stick around, round, 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 round. Stick around.
She was wearing a cowboy hat at the game.
She was giving us hints the whole time.
Yep.
She looked really hot, actually.
She
did you see her?
She's so fucking hot.
I've never seen her that hot in so long.
I agree. The look is working.
Whoa, the big... volume, blonde Ooh. Hair.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Just the face snatched and the makeup. Ooh.
Ugh.
Anyway, I heard the song. I love it right away. It's easy listening. It's tapping your foot, kind of happy beat country. I'm a Langley boy, you know. I love it. I know you like a little country too.
Yes. Don't tell Jenny.
I would never. Okay. You know who I thought would like it?
Who?
My mom.
Okay.
Miss Louise Steele.
Yeah.
And so the next morning I go, hey, I find it on YouTube because she doesn't have Spotify. You know, she's my mom. So I send her the YouTube link. I'm like, you might like this. Just give it a try. It's right. Beyonce country.
Yeah.
She texts me back a few minutes later. She goes, it's okay. I know you like her.
Hey, in her love language, mm-hmm. she wanted you to know that she listened to it.
Yeah.
It was all right. She probably hated it.
Yeah.
And then she wanted to say, by saying, I love you, Ryan. She just said, I know you like it.
Yeah.
But she meant, I love you, Ryan. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Do you know how much though I want, like, now that a few days have gone by, I want her to text me and be like, hey, listen to that song again. Mm. I fucking love it, queen.
I love it, you bitch.
You bitch.
You stupid bitch.
And I want my dad to like it too. So next time I'm up there, I've been there for a while, yeah. I'm going to play it for them over and over and over until they're obsessed like me.
Well, that's what you do. You're their culture icon.
Do you do that? I listen to a song so much when it's new that I ruin it for myself in about 3 days.
My liked playlist on Spotify, I fucking hate it. It's like all my favorite songs, but I've listened to them so much that I fucking hate it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever listen to your Discover Weekly list on Spotify?
I do not.
Okay. I highly recommend.
Okay.
Because their algorithm, their little bots,
mm-hmm.
their AI.
Yeah. They know what we like.
They know what we like. So then they search the web and then they give you this curated playlist.
What's it called again?
It's called Discover Weekly.
Oh, yes.
But I must have listened to something weird the other day.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. Because usually I'm listening to cool fucking music.
I know.
But someone must have gotten to my phone and played something weird.
That's weird.
Someone else.
Yeah. Stranger.
A stranger.
Ghost.
Probably my stepmom.
She's up to no good.
She means harm.
Yeah, she does.
She means harm. And so Discover Weekly. Anyways, it was playing some gross songs and I was like, next, next, next. And I hate hated it.
Oh.
But before that, it was great.
The only thing I listen to is Release Radar every Friday. It's a similar thing. It's like new music, but it's, you know, curated to your likes and your history, your browsing, your kind of your vibe.
I want to go to that.
Release Radar.
Release Radar.
Because there's new music Friday, but usually it's like I'm at that age now where I'm like, oh, I can't do this. It's like the music, some of the music's too hardcore for me.
I like Release Radar.
Release Radar.
Oh my God, it feels so good to say.
Check it out. How do you know the song? Oh, heard it on my Release Radar.
Oh yeah. Okay, ask me again. Hey, do you like this song?
Yeah, I love it.
Allow me to tell you where I got it from.
Where do you get it?
Release Radar.
My head just blew up. My head just blew up.
Yeah, I just did something hard to my headphones.
Oh, Jamie.
I'm embarrassed.
Jamie.
Don't bring attention to it.
I won't.
Can I tell you something?
Now.
I was parked at a red light. Mm-hmm. I'm lying. I wasn't in park. I had my foot on the brake.
Okay.
But I was stopped and I was coming home from North Van over to my house mm-hmm. after visiting my family.
I love it.
And I was stopped at this red light at 10 p.m. in the middle of downtown.
Okay.
This very drunk man walked past in the crosswalk mm-hmm. and he gave the middle finger to the car beside me. And I was like, so I locked my door. So I was like, what is going on? I'm going to see some drama. I locked my door, but then was like,
did he hear it?
What?
Do you think?
Yeah. Well, I'm always scared they're going to hear it, right? When you lock your door.
So their head turns around.
Yeah. I heard it. You're locking it for me, bitch. So he's drunkenly fingering this guy. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get some action here. Like, what's going on? Or I was just going to watch him walk past. Mm-hmm. Then he steps a couple more steps in front of my car and he looks at me and he goes, he stops in front of my car and he lingered, Brian. And I was like, oh my God. I always get really quick flash. I think the worst, right? So I was like, oh my God, he's going to come and bash on my window.
Yes.
And then I'm going to get so crazy that I'm going to open my door and try and fight him mm-hmm. instead of just being a nice little girl calling 911, mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways, the story goes, he kept walking.
Well.
And then I went home.
Here's the thing though.
What?
I do the exact same thing. Whenever I'm in a situation similar, I pan out the next 10 to 20 seconds in my brain, the what if, the what could happen.
Yeah.
Never does.
No.
But still, I'm crazy like that too. I'm like, oh my God. It's like suddenly he smashes through my window with a crowbar and then I take his neck and I throw him over the fucking hood of my car.
Yep.
And then I drive away and then he hooks onto the bumper and I'm dragging him all the way up Main mm-hmm. Street. And I'm like, get off. And he's like, never. It's like Terminator 2, you know? Because then I finally get him off and then he runs past me and he can run faster than my Sunfire.
Holy cow. You're in your Sunfire again?
Yeah.
Every time you think that. Mm-hmm. Would you think that even if you're on the passenger side, you think it's like that was where your brain goes? Like,
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My Sunfire always.
Yeah, I've actually been looking for a new one online. So I'm looking for a used, I don't know, like a 96, 97 Sunfire. So if anybody has any leads, please drop me an email. It's hotgay46yearold@hotmail.com.
You got a new email address.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I love Hotgay.
It's getting so much spam.
I know. So you know what the best thing to do is?
What?
Get a new Hotmail address.
Yeah.
Because it'll work every time.
Every time.
Every time.
I have to make a shout out.
What? Again?
Yeah, another shout. It's all the shout outs today.
Michael Venus. Who's next?
A woman named Jen who runs a West Coast Balloon Supply.
Okay.
Been making some content for her. And I pitched her some ideas this week. And I always use fun songs. And one of them I wanted to use was Lollipop, Lollipop, oh, Lollipop, Lollipop, Lollipop. Ba-dum-bum. And at that sound you just made, one of the balloons would pop. You know what? She let me know.
What?
She's like, girl, we can't make that video.
Why?
And I go, why can't we make that video, girl? And she goes, there's a huge fetish out there for popping balloons.
I know.
She goes, the amount of people that have messaged me asking if I can blow up balloons, pop them with my nails, or just let the air helium keep going until they pop. She goes, it's insane. I don't want any more messages. We definitely cannot make that video. This was very unbeknownst to me. I had no clue about this. I was like, jaw drop, what? And you say you know about this.
Listen, I've heard about it because you know why?
Why?
I have heard, there's two things I heard of. Mm. I heard of sitting on balloons, like chicks naked sitting on chicks. I'm really feeling my dyke energy today.
Yeah.
Naked women sitting on balloons and popping them mm-hmm. and cake sitting.
Oh, I've heard about that.
What's up with that? They like it all going up inside them or something?
And that's when you like your naked ass sits on a real fucking cake, right?
Yeah.
Gets all up in your holes,
like,
all of them.
Maybe they like that.
Oh.
Stuffing the hole. No, I don't like that. Okay, well, here's what I'm hearing.
What's that?
We have to start an OnlyFans and pop some balloons.
If we started an OnlyFans, what do you want to see?
Yeah.
DMS, let us know. We'll do it for a hefty price.
If we get five more people by the end of February.
On Patreon?
On Patreon, mm-hmm. to sign up. Mm-hmm. We will make an OnlyFans video. but the OnlyFans video will only be put on Patreon.
Yeah.
It'll be Ryan and I together, mm-hmm. and we're going to do something for you.
Something really disgusting and gross, and mm-hmm. maybe some nudity involved.
And you can give us some ideas if you'd like, mm-hmm. or you can leave it to us.
Yeah.
So five more people.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I'm almost at 50 days of no drinking, a little more happy with my physique. So I'm going to take all my clothes off. I'm going to show you what you want. I'm going to show you what you need. I'm going to sit on a cake with my little hole.
Yeah.
My little average penis. Just
hey, no. Don't talk about that. Imagine I took my fatty natties out for this video.
Slap them on a cake.
Just slap. Like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that.
Unless we get 20 new Patreons.
If we get 20. No. But I might show you my feet.
Oh.
I might show you my hairy legs.
Okay.
You know what? I usually don't have hairy legs. There's nothing wrong with that. But I choose to shave. I like a nice smooth leg for myself.
I get it.
But shit, I think I'm on 2 weeks right now. And yeah. I just keep letting it go.
It's the winter, babe.
This morning, I thought, hey, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Amy.
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 Amy. Or your mom, Amy.
Amy. Amy. No, Amy, don't.
Yeah.
I want to make a short film, Amy. Oh. Something's coming up for me, but I'll let you know when. Anyways.
Whatever surfaces,
Amy, I will let you know. And then come over. Okay. I will. I can't wait to make it.
It's going
to
be amazing.
It'll probably be amazing.
Can I be the DOP?
Of course you can.
Thank you so much.
Please. Yes. I'll direct you DOP and she'll star.
I want to be a little cameo too.
Holy fuck. We'll put it on Patreon. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's the thing. I truly can't wait though. I think like whatever is good. She is very artistic. She's an amazing drawer, painter. She's very artistic and creative and smart and a beautiful writer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she really is. So whatever it is, I'm sure it's going to be amazing, but I kind of just want to make a short film of her going, Amy, Alexa, we should make a song of Amy, Alexa, Alexa, Amy, Alexa,
I'd start going out again if that was a song at the club.
Isn't that a good song? Let me try that one more time. Okay. Alexa, Amy, no. Alexa, Alexa, please, Alexa, Amy, no. Amy, Amy.
Imagine being on MDMA, dance floor as big as fucking Vancouver, that beat just going down.
It's good.
Alexa. Oh my God, babe, you might have a hit on your hands.
Honestly, I'm leaving the podcast.
And Dee, I love how fast you had that song ready.
Seriously, Dee, sit down! Can I tell you something?
Yes, please.
I feel really bad that we didn't say anything about it on the last Valentine's Day episode.
Well, we had Annie. I think we were all, you know, too excited.
We were so hyper and excited.
I don't know if you could tell, too. We had some technical issues with the last episode.
God.
I think Amy edited it. We skated by without too many problems, but we lost her every 5 minutes. She logged back in 26 times, did you say?
26 times Annie Letterman logged back on. Oh. And every single time she logged back on, she was so happy to be here. Mm-hmm. She is the nicest, gotta say.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I don't know what I would have done. The 26th, like literally the 10th time, maybe I would have been like, okay, guys, something's wrong. Mm-hmm. Let's try this another time.
Yeah.
She just kept 26 times.
And even at the end, we're like, okay, usually we end with a story, but we're just going to, you know, move. Let's get you out of here. She's like, we've gone this far, guys. Really?
Yeah. We're like, okay.
She's a champion in my books.
She's a champion. Anyhow, I got to say something about love.
Yeah.
Okay. Animals are fags.
Did you know that? No, I did not know that.
Did you know that? Here's a headline. You know, I like headlines.
Well, she's a headline queen.
Manny loves cayenne. Plus five facts about queer animals for Valentine's Day.
Manny and cayenne, what kind of animals are they?
I'm going to tell you.
All right.
Put your seatbelt on. Thanks. Oh, is it on there? Looks like it's not actually. Don't try and fool me, Brian. We wear seatbelts in this car.
Sorry, it's on. My pants are so tight.
In a Valentine's Day exclusive report, NPR has learned there is currently a gay anteater couple at Smithsonian's National Zoo and Conservation Biology Institute in Washington, D.C.
Oh.
But this couple is just the tip of the proverbial iceberg when it comes to queerness in the animal world.
Oh.
It's been documented in hundreds of species. We spoke with wildlife ecologist. ecologist. Don't edit any of this. This is awful. Christine Wilkinson of the Queer is Natural TikTok series to uncover the wildest, queerest animals of the bunch.
Her TikTok series is called Queer is Natural.
Queer is Natural. Now, listen, I've never gone to that. I didn't even read all the way. I just saw the headline and thought, I'm going to say this. Because animals are fags.
Yeah.
They're gay.
Yeah.
Everybody is gay.
Well, I'm telling my parents, dog Bruce is gay. Every time I'm there, he jumps in bed with me. He's obsessed with me. Last time we were in bed together, got a little weird.
Okay. Oh, God. God damn it.
Nothing happened. Nothing
Ryan,
happened.
Shut up.
Nothing happened. I just felt like he wanted to do things.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. And when those things happen, you don't have to share them out loud.
But he's a fag.
He is a fag.
Like, how am I supposed to tell my parents that their dog is a fag?
You can't. They can only handle one.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sorry to tell you, but everyone's gay.
Everybody is fully gay.
If you're blonde, you're gay.
If you have a nose, you're gay.
Do you drive a car? You're gay.
If you have 2 feet, it's scientifically proven that you're gay.
Honestly, I have to tell you the truth, and this is a fact that I know.
Yeah.
If you have brown eyes, you're gay.
Ding, 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 ding.
You're gay.
If you eat cheese, turns out you're gay.
And this was the biggest one.
What?
If you've ever eaten at McDonald's, you're gay.
That, I've heard that one before too.
You're gay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
People used to think, yeah, if you have a penis in your bum or whatever, if you dyke out with another girl, you're gay. But no, that's science, we just told you.
Truly. And if your name's Michael, you're gay.
If your name is Sarah, you're gay.
You're gay. Honestly. And if your name is Olivia, you're gay. You're gay.
Other gay names, Ryan, Brian, Dean, Trevor, Chris, H, Bill, William,
yeah.
Dick, obviously, and Tristan.
Mm-hmm. That is. And you know what else?
What?
Emma, Geneva, Ava, Felicity, Jenny, Kelly, Serena, Melissa.
Yep. Ruth.
Ruth. Oh my God. Ruth was the biggest top lesbian name of all time, actually. Yeah. Louise was second. Mm-hmm. Cammy, Erica.
Cammy.
Ronnie.
Rhonda.
And Jesleen.
And Jesleen. It's just science.
It's just proven.
Yeah, take a moment and you know, accept this, and we'll let it settle, and you're going to be okay.
And we'll tell your families for you if you need us to.
Yeah, you're welcome.
See you, gays.
You know, I hate talking about this, but I think you're going to be able to relate to this. I like to watch porn here and there. I mean, I'm a lonely guy, and something's happening with my algorithm, because you know, you have to get through the ads at the beginning, because, you know, porn is free. I'm not going to complain about that. Imagine people who actually pay for porn.
Wow.
I don't know who does that.
They don't have time. Time is money.
I guess, but you can't, you know, watch that 5-second video at the beginning. But almost all the 5-second videos I'm getting lately are other women in your area looking for sex.
Oh my God.
That's all I keep getting.
Other women in your area looking for sex.
What is happening? Don't you know that I'm gay? I do watch a lot of straight porn, so maybe that's how my fucking algorithm got a little bit fucked up. But also, elder. I Googled elder. Do you know how old elder is?
How old?
65 plus.
Well, they want.
I'm 46. I don't think, I mean, 46 and 65, yes, have sex. Everybody have sex with everybody. I think,
hey,
like 80 and
Brian,
20 is a little bit crazy.
You're saying you don't want to have sex when you're 80?
Well, I do, but not with a 20-year-old. I'm just saying that's a big difference. But 46 and 65, you know, it's a 19-year difference or whatever.
Don't do math in front of me.
That's fine.
You know I don't like that.
And also, here's the thing. I get a little offended because I'm like, why would I want that? But also, I don't like looking at that.
Why?
Because it's like 65-year-old women's vaginas in my face. And I'm
Brian,
like, no.
They're beautiful.
They're beautiful. They're just not for me.
They're just looking to have fun with a 46-year-old gay man. Is that too much to ask?
It's not, actually. But who are these women, too, that are allowing themselves to be filmed these ads?
They're interested. Okay?
Okay.
Well, you should just give those ladies the benefit of the doubt, Brian.
I will, I guess.
You know what I mean? Leave them alone.
They're just trying to earn a buck.
They're just looking. Anyways, I think it's time for PLT stories.
D. You didn't have one last week, so Jaslyn, please go.
I didn't, due to technical difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
I did not have a PLT story.
This is true.
This is not about me. I'm so sorry. You just know I'm a PLT through and through, babies. But this one, we got to share the wealth.
That's right.
And when people write in and tell us stuff, it's all good.
There's a lot of stories to tell.
Mm-hmm. I found this one.
There you go.
I was at an NFL game and something I had eaten earlier had just wrecked my stomach and left me with horrible gas. Like the kind which clears a room. It's so bad. Hey, I know the one. Mm. Those are dad farts.
Yeah.
You know the ones?
Me farts. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was walking up the stairs to my seat mid-game and really had to let one rip. Right then the crowd cheered and I thought the moment was right. Of course it is.
Yeah, I agree.
What I didn't realize is that my ass was at the same level as a woman sitting in her seat on the aisle, and I literally farted right in her face. I looked back at her. She looked at me with shock and disgust. I quickly turned away and climbed the stairs as fast as I could and blended into the crowd. I still think about her from time to time and how horrible that must have truly been for her, and just cringe at what an idiot I was.
Yeah. Wow.
Signed, anonymous.
Do you know, okay, the first thing that goes to my mind, have you ever seen those videos online where it's like, I don't know what lights they're using on us, but it's kind of like x-ray lights or whatever, and you can see the gas come out of our bums, but
yes.
It's like yellow or something?
Yeah.
I would love to see the footage of her walking up those stairs, stopping momentarily, you know, because of the people traffic,
right.
And then the fart just coming out and going straight into that woman's face,
yep.
And then the woman... and the turn.
Yes. I would love to see the woman just sitting there loving herself. I kind of picture my mom, sort of like someone like my mom's age, sitting there loving the game. Oh, yeah, this is fun. Maybe she's having a beer, treating herself.
Yeah.
The $36 beer.
Yeah.
And she's having some popcorn, maybe some caramelized popcorn. I don't know.
You don't know.
And she's smiling and everyone's cheering because something awesome just happened. And then
right in her face.
She heard it. She smelt it.
Yeah.
And she knew who fucking dealt it.
She literally got hit with that fart.
Yes.
It wasn't like it crept up on you, you know. I was at yoga, when can I ever say that, a few weeks ago, and someone farted in that class I took after on my birthday weekend.
You just smelled it or heard it?
I only smelled it.
Oh, no.
But, like, I didn't hear it. But I was like, I didn't know what to do because I've heard about these stories, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, it crept up on me. It might have been farted across the room, like, 30 seconds ago, and it made its way over.
It spread across the class.
But this woman, she had an immediate fart. Right in her face. 1 second. Within a second.
Listen, I love the idea of them making eye contact and then the girl who farted ripping up the stairs.
Yeah, see ya.
She had to go. What was she going to do? Stay there?
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm assuming her seat was down, She had to come back she just watched the game from the hall on the TVs.
She kept, you know, like sometimes when you're sitting at a game and there's like the left side or the right side, you can go out and, you know, you're closer to one, so you usually go that way.
Yeah.
She's like, I have to go, you know, get another beer or more food. And she goes the other way and her friend's like, why are you going that way? She goes, oh, what? See ya.
Yeah, bye.
She just goes the other way just to avoid the fart woman.
Why didn't you come back to your seat? I don't know how to tell you this, but I farted in a woman's face and then I had to just leave and I couldn't face her again.
And what did you say? She said she thinks about her every day or something?
From time to time. From time to time, she thinks about that woman.
I imagine she was at a stoplight, much like you were at the other day with that person who fingered the car beside you or whatever.
Yeah.
Imagine she's at a stoplight and she looks over in the car next to her. And it's that woman.
And then they start racing each other and they're like trying to get away. And it's like a race, like off of like a police chase.
And the woman smashes into her and she goes into a pole and the car stops. And then she gets out of her car. The other woman comes and she goes, you deserve this. And then she farts in her face.
Yeah, she goes, I'm sorry. I farted. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but now they're even.
And now they're even.
Well, I'm sorry that happened to everyone involved there.
I'm really sorry that happened.
It's a double PLT story.
From time to time, she thinks about that woman.
The best part.
Okay, your turn.
Okay, for the first time in PLT history, we have a call-in listener.
Oh my God.
She ain't live, but here's what happened. So I have this friend, and my friend sent me this voice note last night, and it was about her friend, something that had happened to her. And I said, honey, that's a PLT story if I've ever heard one. And then my friend was like, yeah, I was hoping you would say that. So then I was like, can we tell your friend's story on the pod? She goes, better yet, you can play the voice note she sent me. So a little backstory here. This is her friend. We're going to call her Desiree. Desiree's been with her boyfriend for 2 years. And she called my friend yesterday to let her know this news.
Okay.
I just wanted to send you a little update on my life. I just found out Matthew is on Hinge, and as we speak, he's packing up my stuff and sending it to me in an Uber, and I found out he was on Hinge and had screenshots sent to me via a close girlfriend, and I sent them to him, and I was like, oh, you're active on Hinge, eh? And he just replied, oh, am I in trouble? And put, like, an emoji with a monkey covering their eyes. And I didn't reply. And he's like, hello. So I had just gotten home at this point. I just finished my work day in my office and teaching. I get into the shower. Lo and behold, Matthew walks into my bathroom while I'm in the shower. It scares the fucking shit out of me. And then I'm like, get out. Like, get the fuck out. Like, what are you doing here? Leave. I don't want to see you. And he was like completely taken aback. Like, as if I've said this out of nowhere. So he's like, what? You want me to leave? And I was like, yes, I want you to leave. Like, I just texted you and told you I know you're on Hinge. Like, called you out on it. And then you just, like, pretend it's all cute that, like, you're in trouble now. Like, ha ha. So he leaves. And then 5 minutes later sends me a text saying, I drove all the way from Muskoka to see you for Valentine's Day. I can't believe you treated me that way. It's so rude. I can't be treated this way anymore. I wish you all the best. So he's breaking up with me because I treated him badly for telling him to leave because he's on Hinge. So this is the shit that I've been dealing with.
Oh my God.
Brian? I am absolutely seething.
What a fucking asshole.
What an
absolute POS.
Is that gaslighting? Like turning it around like
100%.
That?
100%.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to begin. First of all, Desiree sounds like a hottie McNaughty. She sounds like a hot rod.
Yeah, she worked all day, then she taught, she says, having a shower.
She's a career woman.
Yes.
She's got her own place.
Yes.
She has a nice shower, a hot shower. She probably has a bidet.
Oh my God.
Here's the thing.
Go.
I honestly don't even know where to start. What an absolute piece of shit. Heteros, what's up? What's going on? You've been dating for 2 years.
Yeah.
She finds out he's on Hinge. He does a hiding face emoji. I don't even know what I would have done. And then he comes and scares her and turns it around on her. What are we, seven? How old is this person about?
They're probably around 30 years old.
What?
Early 30s.
How are we still having these type of relationships? 14, 15, 16, maybe years old.
He is so fucked in the head to turn it around like that.
Oh my God.
Like if he's on Hinge, he's probably not very happy in his relationship or wants, you know, stuff that he's not getting here. He wants more. So fair enough. Break the fuck up.
Yes.
But to turn it around, like, that's going to cause her fucking therapy. Like your poor brain, like she sounded pretty like, you know, her head was on strong. She knew that this was fucked up and he's a horrible person. But like, it's still so fucking unfair and it's going to fuck with her for a while.
I drove from Muskoka to come see you
on
for
Valentine's Day.
I drove from Muskoka. I can already hear it now. I drove from Muskoka to come see you, babe. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You're such a bitch.
And then he puts all her stuff in an Uber and sends it to her. He's probably going to bill her for that too.
I cannot. Also, I love how strong her voice was. If it were me, I'd be like, he's doing this and I don't know what to do, please. Because you know what happens when people reject you, a lot of times you don't feel empowered. You feel weak and desperate.
Yeah.
She didn't sound like that at all.
No.
This girl's a boss bitch, a catch, and a rocket.
Let's go.
And here's the thing.
Yeah.
This guy's a POS, a loser, lives in Muskoka. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. What are you, a wake surfer?
Mm-hmm.
What do you, build rich people's houses? Take a hike.
Take a hike.
And here's another thing. This guy's on Hinge.
Mm-hmm.
If this guy could hook this girl, he's going to hook another girl.
Yeah.
And he's just going to keep doing his shitty little games.
Yeah.
2 years?
Yeah.
This guy's got to have an America's Most Wanted headshot sent out to all heterosexual women.
Yeah.
Sorry, heterosexual women. It's not my fault. You're straight.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help you.
I had a boyfriend once and he kept going on Grindr while we were together to like look for sex and other guys. And it infuriated me. It was stupid little me stayed with him for way too long.
Right.
But she handled it so well. I like picked up my ex once and threw him against a fucking fence. I was so mad. I was like,
Brian,
I don't know if I should say that. Might have to edit that out. But like, I just want to say like how mad it made me. Like,
yeah.
She's like, kudos to fucking Desiree. Is
that Desiree. What
fucking a strong woman. He's going to get what's coming to him.
Karma is alive and well.
That's right.
And guess what?
What?
She just woke up. And in the words of True Detective, if you're watching the Jodie Foster one, she just woke up.
Whoa.
And if you know, you know.
Yeah.
And if you don't, sorry.
Well, I'm sorry, but your ex-boyfriend is one of the biggest PLTs we've ever heard on the show.
That is quite possibly one of the largest PLTs I've ever heard in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Daryl.
Yeah.
His name's probably Daryl.
Like every episode, we have the question.
Okay.
If you were the spokesperson for your hometown, how would your YouTube video go trying to sell your city to host the Olympics?
Hi there, my name's Amy Goodmurphy, and I'm a resident of North Vancouver. That's right, an OG. And if you don't know what that means, look it up. It means original gangster. I don't know if I can say that or not, but here I am, because everyone on the North Shore is trash, and we can say whatever we want. If you want to be 14 and huck darts in a forest, you can, because there's tons of forest and trees around. If you want to go in the trees and hook up with your boyfriend, girlfriend, dog, I don't know, you can be hidden. No.
No.
That's not cool.
That's not cool at all.
Okay, cut. But you know what? North Van is interesting. What else I like about North Van? There's a Joey's and the original Cactus Club is there. Come on and move here. Trust us. You won't be mad about the bridge and it being 2 hours every time you try and take it, no matter what the time it is. Even if it's 3 a.m. in the morning, there's still a lineup. Come on.
Hello, my name is Vanessa Boyer and I'm here to announce the winner of the 2032 Summer Olympics. The winning city is
North Vancouver, Canada, thanks to Amy Goodmurphy.
Oh my God, I told you, Mom, Dad, I am somebody. And I got us the Olympics. And now the whole bridge is going to break off. And now we're not going to get to go anywhere because there's going to be too many people there.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Hi, I'm Ryan Steele, and I'm from the beautiful city of Langley, British Columbia. born and raised, and like we say in Langley, I'm from Langley, wanna bang me. We're home of the famous bar China Beach. It's been torn down and turned into condos now, but we used to have Buck a Beer Night where we all got a little bit weird and I would do ecstasy upstairs and sit on the couch with my girlfriend that I didn't like that because I turned out to be homosexual. We have a cactus club too. We also have an Earl's and a Red Robin that's since been moved to a new location. We have 200th Street and Fraser Highway. We're close to White Rock, which has a beautiful pier. And if you want to go across the border for some cheap finds in Bellingham, we're only a few minute drive away. We're very close to the world famous Surrey.
It's too long.
Please vote for Langley for the 2032 Summer Olympics.
All right. Hey, that was awesome, Ryan. And now we'd like to tell you that we thank you for your submission, but it's not going to Langley.
We also have lots of famous people. Who? You might know Ryan Steele from the Poor Little Thing podcast. Also, we're home to 5 different high schools and 1 middle school. And if you're lucky,
stop it.
You can get finger banged under the bleachers at LSS.
All right. Don't say if you're lucky. Okay.
KPLTers, we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week. Bye. Thanks for tuning in to Poor Little Thing, the podcast. We love you. And if you love us, please don't forget to like, rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Ryan and Amy Show. If you want to see exclusive content and extra goodies, join our Patreon and strap in because it gets wet and wild. And as we always say, you poor little thing.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.